You are listening.
Listening to Southend.
Hello, and welcome back to another edition of Sleep and Thrive, the podcast dedicated to helping you unlock and understand the power of a good night's sleep. Here, following the power of a very good night's sleep, is Dan Emerson, sleep coach. Dan, how did you sleep last night?
I don't feel very powerful.
No cape,
no superpowers. My levels are pretty low right now. I'm like the superhero that's hibernating.
You're like one of those real life superheroes, like not the one you see on TV.
Yeah,
like a bit more like Daniel Craig and James Bond.
Yeah, superheroes don't wear capes.
You've got the bruises, like you're actually tired.
I've got the scars. I've been crawled out of a hole, and I'm here.
It's realistic.
My sleep was, as one would expect
at this time of year.
For many different reasons, yeah.
Good. I feel normal all of a sudden.
yeah, I'm normal. I'm less tired.
Good to have you back. So it's that time of year. We are wearing the jumpers. I'm loving your Stormtrooper-esque outfit. Star Wars Christmas.
It's great. I have only one Christmas t-shirt, and this is it. I get far too hot in the Christmas jumpers, although I own and love them very much.
I am roasting here, to be honest with you.
I put the heating on especially for you.
I had a scarf on earlier. It was way too much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the trouble. All the Christmas gear is always a bit too OTT with the heat in it.
It's Christmas t-shirts are definitely the future.
Yeah.
Although I only have one. And it's Star Wars.
And it's been on every day for the whole of December.
Yeah, it's a bit stinky.
So obviously we're talking of Christmas. It's that time of year when everyone is getting geared up and we're all getting busy doing lots of stuff. Some of us are going to various events that are usually evening-based that finish quite late. And then we have to get up and go work still. Yeah. It's a tough old time for sleep at Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Sleep is a tough gig for lots of people for many reasons throughout the year. But Christmas holidays, or any holiday season, but especially Christmas, does turn it a bit upside down. That is certainly an experience for many.
Definitely does. I mean, as well as the sort of party atmosphere, there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of things to worry about, a lot of things to sort out and do that are sort of extracurricular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you look at the type of things, and I say when we look at like the Royal Week, because my wife is, she's a real superhero when it comes to Christmas in my house.
Mrs. Christmas is in charge.
She, yeah. I just arrive on Christmas Day and go, wow, look at all this stuff.
And she just scowls. The kids, basically.
She scowls at me. Christmas is, a time that I'm told, and I certainly experience or see it, a stressful time. When you put into it, you know, we've got extra stress, you've got less time, you've got more social events, you've got shorter days in light, you've got colder evenings, you've got excessive alcohol, extra calories and extra food and extra offerings of those types.
Oh, those Christmas dinners. How much turkey do you really need to get through in 1 month? I'm sorry for the turkey population this time of year.
Yeah. They're running scared the last few months. If they're still running around now, they're doing well.
They've made it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe next year for them. and so when you put all those things together and go, right, we're going to squeeze all of those things into, you know, 4 weeks or to 3 weeks or for 2 weeks, whatever it is, you can see where you start to squeeze and to stretch your normal daily lifestyle. And then what happens is you start to sacrifice things, which is, you know, many of us do. We sacrifice movement, you know, we sacrifice eating better food or eating less, you know, we sacrifice many things. And sleep is one of those as well that we sacrifice. And we just spoke there about the three sort of elements of health, you know, we exercise, good nutritional diet, and sleep. And they're definitely the three things which
three
always get sacrificed.
And the three things that we do worst.
We always
when we're enjoying ourselves.
Move less, we always eat more, and we have poor sleep. And they're the three things that definitely happen. They're almost like the three guarantees of Christmas, you know. The three gifts that never arrive. They're on the list every year, but none ever brings
those. Never brings those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep, exercise. I mean, nutritional value is usually plenty of other things, but they're not necessarily conducive to.
Oh no, I love a mince pie.
Diet.
I love a mince pie, but you won't see you know, someone going to sleep and just slipping a mince pie in from under the pillow into their mouth before they go off. Mince pies are great.
Oh, it's so lovely, lovely. So how do you kind of tackle Christmas from a? I mean, obviously, you're wearing your Christmas T-shirt, so I know you celebrate in style anyway.
Yeah.
So not talking about what you do, but what you would advise is a good way to tackle Christmas.
Tackle Christmas, yeah, that's a big one to tackle. I'd say, and I would normally prelude this sort of conversation to anyone I speak to, you know, I'd say, you know, I've said before, I'm a practical person. Life is, of course, for living and for enjoyment, and we should enjoy this time of year. It should be some, you know, connection with our families, and we shouldn't worry and concern ourselves too much with certain things. And this is going to sound a bit sort of against what I'm talking about. Sleep is important, of course. We exercise in nutrition and movement is really important. But it's worth noting that the holidays are, you know, for the important things of connecting with people and taking some time off and relaxing and enjoying yourself. And sometimes people can, and I'm not saying this conversation is one of those, but people think, oh no, this is the do this and don't do that type of top tips of this, which I'm not even going to think about because I've got too much on my plate. This is just this is more of an awareness piece. Be aware that at this time of year, having fun is great, enjoying yourself, but just having some awareness around how we eat, how we move, and when and how we sleep is really going to set you up for much better things when it comes to Christmas. So apart from some of the stuff we're going to speak about, just be mindful that, like I said before, if you want to perform really well when in the time that you're awake, then how you perform when you sleep is really vitally important. And if you, for instance, at Christmas, you'll go to bed at 1 a.m. when you finish packing, the baggies is gone, and the Christmas film in the background is since finished.
1 a.m, you're optimistic.
I know, and the credits have rolled.
And Die Hard has just been watched for the 100th time. Yeah. Die Hard 2 or Die Hard 1?
Die Hard 1.
Die Hard 1, okay. Yes. Oh, I'm also Die Hard 2.
I'm up for pushing 2 at
Let's
Christmas
do both
period.
Of them on the same night. Yeah. Yeah.
But certainly my wife and I do enjoy Christmas. Die Hard 1. It's one of the only action films that she does watch. And so when you finish Die Hard and the wrapping's done and the Baileys is finished and you think, oh, I'm going to go to sleep now. And also you're going to sleep worried and thinking about the gifts you haven't bought or the stuff you haven't wrapped and the things you've got to prepare for. And the Christmas do that's coming up, or whatever it may be, and then you wake up early because your mind's racing, and you're still stressing out about, or you've woke up early because you need to get things done.
Or the kids are jumping up and down on the bed.
Exactly. And so you're going to bed later, and you're waking up earlier, which then straight away you're bookending your sleep with alcohol at one end, and then caffeine at the other, and in the middle you've had a short duration of poor quality sleep. And so your daytime or your waking period is going to be full of difficult, you know, decisions and memory recalling and coordination.
Yeah.
And your emotions are going to be on the brink. And so when we talk about Christmas time, these are very normal experiences for people. And it is the sacrifice. Sleep is the one that gets sacrificed. You sort of squeeze it in there somewhere between.
At some point over Christmas, you might
chopping
catch a few
carrots.
Days.
Yeah. And wrapping Uncle Ron's brandy, you know, in the middle there, I'll have a little kip. And that isn't very much a normal, that is one of the first dominoes to fall is the schedule of sleep. And without saying, oh, you know, you should try and keep this, go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time at Christmas. Yes, that's great advice for all year round. But practically speaking, the first domino to fall is people will go to bed a bit later because of the things we just mentioned, Christmas do's, whatever it may be, socializing or other things to do. And they'll get up a bit earlier because of the, you know, of all the things you just mentioned around Christmas. And so sacrificing sleep, or certainly the first domino will be what time they go to sleep, what time they wake up. And it's just being aware that you can still go to sleep around the time that you usually go to sleep and get up at the same time. You have some awareness and be good to yourself in that. Give yourself a 30 minutes of extra time in the evening and maybe push that 30 minutes in the morning. You don't have to drink all the way to bed. You don't have to wrap all the way to bed. You don't have to watch the TV all the way to bed or drink the alcohol all the way to bed. You can just, you can enjoy these things at Christmas time, 100% enjoy them. Just be aware of when you do them. You know, if you keep it away from sleep, So if you enjoy alcohol, enjoy Christmas movies, enjoy socializing, feel stressed out and wrapping gifts, great. If that's the things that get you through the Christmas period, saying about strangling someone, then do it. Just do it away from your sleep time, so that when it comes to sleep, you can enjoy good quality sleep, so that you can, when you wake up, get back on the hamster wheel of life and Christmas and actually perform a bit better and feel a bit better about yourself.
We'll set you up for the new year in a better place if you've done all of your Christmas activities in relatively normal scheduling. So obviously there's lots to kind of do over Christmas and lots of bits to get done, but the kind of trying to protect that regular sleep patterns, one thing. The Christmas naps. Now, I know we all kind of, the stereotypical Queen's speech, or King's speech as it would be this year, after the Christmas dinner, he's always got a sort of soft voice. Yeah. And there are many of us who nod off at that time of day.
It's an ideal time, isn't it?
It's
like, what is the most tired time of the human biology? Between 2 and 4 p.m. Great. That's the time we will put on the grand speech from our monarch.
The thing
we should
monarch. Probably watch.
Yeah, that one we should like to watch, or at least like to have the intention to watch, but then wakes up at the end of it when the music's rolling. And
you think, oh, I recognise this song. Oh, yeah.
It's in the back of the King's Head as he walks out. Oh, I missed it again. So, yeah, Christmas napping. I mean, this would be one of my sort of tips would be to, I call it sleep banking, or come on to that in a second. Having naps are great. We've spoke about naps before, but napping for 20 to 30 minutes away from your bedtime in the afternoon, when we have this release of a sleep hormone between 1 and 4 in the afternoon, it's a great time to get a bit of shut-eye, if you can, amongst screaming kids and, Christmas songs and the smell of something burning in the oven. That's your alarm clock.
Those carrots you dropped earlier.
Yeah. It's great to have a nap. It's, the studies have shown, the improvement in alertness, the improvement in productivity, the improvement in so many different, and how the way that you process mentally and how you move physically is certainly improved by a short nap. Naps are great. Just to have them away from bedtime is perfect, is great for Christmas. And many people have those because, like I said, they're getting up earlier or they're going to sleep later or both. And therefore, they have this sleep debt that over the week and over many weeks, especially at Christmas time, they find themselves quite underslept, and napping is a great way of getting them through the day. It's not necessarily the answer, of course. It is that sort of that reactive,
adding a bandage,
closing the stable door after the horse is gone. But certainly if it's something which you can utilize to help you, then yes, napping is great, but just 20 or 30 minutes is gonna pick you up for the afternoon, for the next bit, when the dinner's done and it's
round two,
tea for the cheese and the crackers and the pickles, and a bit of TV, then you want to
Die Hard 2 is on.
Definitely great one.
Well, Home Alone probably in the afternoon. That's more of a post Christmas dinner film, just to chill out too.
Well, our family, we normally hit Elf, Die Hard, Home Alone, all the normal before Christmas. We try and traditionally, let's have that on Christmas Eve and let's have that on Christmas Day, but invariably it all happens beforehand. Or maybe it just happens again.
Just double whammy.
Yeah, we can nap through that one. Nap through John McClane, screaming out of the top of the Tony Tower.
I was going to say, is that a successful nap?
Woke up at the best bit. Sleep banking, I'd say, certainly. Think about that. And sleep banking is just a term which you may have heard of before, around like jet lag. If you're moving time zones, or if you're coming into the time of year where the clocks go forward and back, sleep banking is something where when you go to sleep and when you wake up, you can just adjust that timing slightly so you can get more. So instead of, if you're aiming for, say, 7.5 hours of sleep, and you've got a holiday coming up or a big event coming up or a period of time where you're going to have less sleep, like Christmas, to be aware of that. If you're someone that knows you perform better when you're well slept and it's something which you're aware of, then having 20 minutes sleep, extra sleep, quantity, and also therefore quality, having more quantity and quality of sleep leading up to a period of time known as sleep banking is going to help, so that when you have 4 hours one night, because you want to, it's a, you can, you know, you're driven and travel to family 3 or 4 hours away, or you've gone on a Christmas do and commuted, and you know, you've been out quite late and got in the early hours of the
morning. Train home, or the first train home.
You don't wake up at the end of the line, oh, do it again. There's the types of evenings where sleep banking will definitely help you out for. So you know that throughout the week you haven't turned up at the Christmas do or travelled to family on the back end of 5 or 6 nights or 2 weeks of sleep debt. You've actually turned up at that event with 5 or 6 nights of sleep banking.
You've been putting sleep in the bank.
You put sleep in the bank.
I like that, yeah.
20 minutes on Monday and half an hour on Tuesday and maybe an hour on Wednesday or only 10 minutes on Thursday. And then come the time when you're going to have 4 hours sleep, you've banked enough sleep. You've banked enough sleep that it's going to help you out. You know, it's not going to be the be-all and end-all, but certainly this time of year, you know, you've got some time where you're going to have less sleep. Bank it first.
Bank it first. I'm just getting that deal or no deal vibes from the... is that good, Mr. Banker? Yes. Nice. So you mentioned the sleep quality. Obviously, over Christmas, we do all the things that you kind of possibly wouldn't recommend, like drinking late and the even the Christmas lights being on. Like, I go sleep on the front side of the house where all of the Christmas lights are usually on till midnight, flashing through the window, that kind of thing. What are some of the things we could sort of think about when it comes to sleep quality over Christmas? The smell of chestnuts roasting on open fire, are they conducive to
not the
good quality
you
sleep?
You started to do the song there, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and then you went into, that's not conducive. So that's not the line.
That's not how it goes.
I've listened to that song 50 times in the last week. there's many things which we can do, of course, that fall into that sleep hygiene type of tips around sleep. But again, it's just aware that things like LED lights, you know, whether it's screens, like whether we're watching Die Hard 1 and 2, and that light from that screen, or on our phone, because we've got to order 63 gifts in the next 9 minutes. It's a deal.
Got a timer switch to turn those goddamn lights off.
Whether we're on our screens, whether we're looking at phones or watching TV, or we're getting light from, you know, 1,000 different Christmas lights that are around our headboard and we're trying to fall asleep and they're flashing, that's all gonna inhibit our release of our sleep hormone, melatonin. That's going to delay it. So what happens is the light hits our eyes and we're still awake. It's still daytime. Oh, finally, the lights have gone out. Now we can start to release this hormone to help us prepare our bodies and brains for rest. And so that's where I'd say if you're going to have to, you want to watch Die Hard 1 and 2, you want to order some stuff online, and you want to enjoy Christmas lights, then great. But just like I said, do that away from your bedtime. Set some intentions. I say to people, set intentions. Once you set an intention, the likelihood of you following it through are certainly increased. It's not 100% going to happen. But if you say, right, I'm going to order those gifts between 6 and 7 p.m., I'm going to make sure the Christmas lights go off at, you know, 11 o'clock or half an hour before my bedtime, or I'm going to enjoy Die Hard 2, but I'm going to do it, you know, 8 till 10, for instance, and maybe my bedtime is 11, so I finish an hour before bed. It's not about not enjoying these things this time of year, just being aware of the impact it's going to have on your sleep, potentially. So it does inhabit, light just does inhabit, oh my goodness, inhibits our melatonin release. So just, they're the types of things you want, especially with screens and lights, just be aware of those.
Be aware of your sleep hygiene at Christmas. And then coming to the routine of waking up. I know at Christmas, Christmas Day usually starts unlike any other. For a lot of people, it's usually either earlier if you've got small children, or later because you've stayed up rapping till the wee small hours. Then you've got to drag yourself out of bed before the relatives descend upon you.
Or both
of those. Yeah. For a lot of people. What sort of things to watch out for in terms of the morning routine over Christmas, which usually gets thrown well and truly out the window?
Do you know, and this is maybe my experience as well as some advice or recommendations, is for most people, there's not a lot you can do if you bookend sleep with lights, staying up late, alcohol. You know, if you're up late wrapping gifts, for instance, you're up late, you're being active, your mind's there, you've got a bit of stress, and that releasing that stress hormone, which is going to be completely counterproductive to sleep. And then you're waking up early with the kids wake you up, or an alarm goes off, you're going to struggle to really function at your best if that's the case. You can have naps, yes. You can have periods where you can prioritize rest. Ideally, you would, like we said before, you would be proactive enough to prioritize your rest throughout the weeks leading up to Christmas and every night, and set intentions to do things and enjoy things, but away from sleep, so that when the kids wake up at 4 a.m., you're not on the back end of 3 hours of sleep, you know, and then you've got to drag yourself through Christmas Day with a load of caffeine, probably having to bite your tongue a number of times, and go outside and have a nice deep breath before you strangle Nan or an in-law. So sometimes when you get to a point where enough dominoes have fallen, like you're going to sleep late, you've woken up early, there's been alcohol, there's been caffeine, there's been stress, there's been concern, or there's rush. Sometimes enough, too many dominoes have fallen to rescue that. And so then you just like break glass. What we're going to do? Right, I'm going to have half an hour nap. I'm going to have half an hour. I'll go to the neighbours. The neighbours are gone away for a few days. I've got a spare key.
I'm going to go and water the plants for an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go next door and have a little breath to myself and maybe have a little nap in someone's chair.
Yeah.
That's the sort of emergency break glass stuff which you might have to consider when it comes to rest. You don't have to have a nap. You can have a restful period. You know, non-sleep deep rest is an umbrella term for anything which is slow breathing, you know, meditation, a little bit stretching, some time where you just, not necessarily asleep, but you're just at least resting your brain, because your brain is on overdrive. Your body is, on embers, on fumes, trying to get you through. And if it's literally just, I'm just going to sit down in this chair for 10 minutes and just think of nothing else, that might be enough for some people, just to refocus and, you know, reset themselves mentally and emotionally for the rest of the day. So I'd say whatever it is for you, where you can carve some time just for yourself, and whatever you do in that period will be a positive thing, then do that if it comes down to it.
Excellent. And obviously after the Christmas period, when we get into the new year, if you need to really hit that reset, we can come to you for all of our sleep needs and to start 2024 positively and thrive.
Everyone loves starting the new year, don't they? With some goals, some intentions, and you know, people that I work with, is quite common that January is, I've just gone through the Christmas period, I'm dead on my feet. I was dead on my feet beforehand, you know. And do you know, people that have problems with their sleep, you know, I spoke before about the two different types of people that, you know, I sort of generally categorize them without trying to categorize and label people. They're either a pendulum sleeper, where it's they experience anything from amazing sleep to terrible sleep, night after night, week after week, for a long time, which is most people. Or they're a problem sleeper, where they have a condition or a disorder and they have problems falling asleep or staying asleep. They have tiredness is a part of their world and they have struggled for a long time. They're the types of people which, when it comes to the Christmas period, nothing changes for them. Sorry. Or if anything, you know, they get a bit more stress and a bit less sleep, but they're still, their sleep is still a problem. It's the pendulum sleepers that get hit the hardest. They may have a routine through the normal week, and then the Christmas period, they really get hit from pillar to post, and then they sometimes can find it difficult to manage that, whereas a problem sleeper has been doing that so long, they can sometimes navigate it a bit easier. But people that I work with still... Now I'm working with people that will, through the Christmas period, be working on fixing their insomnia, and that's a challenge.
Yeah.
And so
it's working against you slightly at this time of year.
But I don't care. It's Christmas Day. I just have to get this sorted. I don't care that we're going through the Christmas period. You know, when I can't keep putting off fixing my sleep. And so, if you're going to fix your sleep, if you can fix it during the winter, then you will fix your sleep for long term, forever. Because if you can go through the types of things to fix sleep or fix a disorder through the winter period, then you can do it any time, because that is a really difficult time.
If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't realise you were talking about
sleep.
Didn't
die hard too? Is that a line?
Excellent. Dan, thanks so much for all your suggestions over Christmas. What are you doing this Christmas, apart from, obviously, looking after your sleep schedule?
Yeah, I'll be working some of it.
Yeah,
both with emergency services through the Christmas period, because I'm working, and also with a number of people that are working on their sleep between Christmas and New Year, that'll be. But my Christmas is a combination of commuting to see family and enjoying the Christmas with three young children who are all very much waiting for the
we'll be waking
FC
up
to turn
bright
up.
And early.
Yeah,
the big man with a beard.
Yeah, that's going to be our Christmas. Friends, family, enjoyment, and a few late nights, and certainly some early mornings.
Lovely stuff. Excellent. Have a wonderful time, and thanks for joining us this year. We look forward to next year when we'll have some more fantastic advice, and you can help us start the year and thrive in 2024.
Yeah. I look forward to that. That'd be good.
Lovely stuff. Where can we find out more about you and see you for help after the Christmas period?
Yeah. Between Christmas and New Year. Apparently it's called Twixmas, as I was told.
Oh, yes. Twixmas.
I'll be getting inundated with requests for help to start on January the 1st. Online through the website, which is www.sleepandthrivecoach.com or .co.uk. And on there you can learn more, see my face, click some buttons, have a chat, whatever you need on there. There's some free help as well, including this podcast. That's where people will find me, or on Google.
Excellent. Lovely. Dan, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
This podcast was brought to you by Southend City Radio. For more great podcasts and radio like this, visit southendcityradio.uk.